Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what? Oh yeah.
Two. Check two.
Check one, two.
Yeah.
Better now. I'm kind of multitasking on my computer right now. A lot of stuff going on. Nick, am I Patriot Gregging anymore? Is this thing on? Yeah, it's on too. Hello. Hey. Okay, thank you. Yeah, you know, I would, for some reason, when I try to knock over that music bed, my voice gets choppy. And it used to be like that, so I guess I'm going to have to just redo the intro, get rid of the Muzak bed. But, nonetheless, welcome to the show. It's Manic Monday, September 23rd, 2013. Thank you all for joining me. It's an unexpected show. I wasn't planning on doing a show today. I had put so much time, energy, emotion into last night's broadcast. That I didn't even doing a show tonight was an afterthought. I wasn't planning on doing one, but I'm not going to be able to do a show tomorrow or Thursday. So I had something fall through tonight, so I was like, fuck it, I'll do a show tonight. And I don't know what the hell to talk about. I know, I'm pretty sure I don't want to talk about Barrett Brown or Anonymous, okay? I have beaten those subjects to death. That's purely hypothetical, okay? Don't take that literally. That's hypothetical. So we'll open it up tonight to whatever you want to talk about. I don't know if you've paid attention to my Twitter feed, but there's been some major developments in my ongoing battle with the ninjas. I have formed a coalition. It's kind of reminiscent of the Free Syrian Army. It's just kind of like a ragtag crew of misfit militias and guerrilla fighters. Of course, if you pay attention to Ninja Town, you know the ninjas' biggest enemies are these devils. There's these devils that live in the forest. Yeah, I don't get it. Whatever, but apparently there's devils and pirates, and so what we've done. The two main enemies of the ninjas being devils and pirates. I've been looking. You know, my anti-bacon sec has been trying to infiltrate the ninjas for a while now. We have not been fairly successful at all. Speaking of not being successful at all, the Raiders are losing right now. The score now 37-14. Denver Broncos. Oh, God. Is Vert in the house? Please don't tell me Vert is here. Oh, good. Oh. thank God Vert isn't around. So I've been at odds with the ninjas for a while, and I put together this coalition, and we carried out some targeted strikes. Most of it was sea and air support by the pirates, and for the most part the boots on the ground were covered by the devils. And if you go on my Twitter feed, it's twitter.com/VinceInTheBay and look at my pictures, you'll see some of it. And also, obviously, if you're on the homepage here of the show, of the slideshow on the show page, will show you some of the depictions of the scene a couple of days ago. Yes, the ninjas are under siege. I have declared war against them. I have bilateral support. As far as I know, a good number of ninjas have now traveled to, they're en route to Russia for asylum. I don't know if you've noticed, but My White Ninja hasn't tweeted in, 4 days now? My Black Ninja hasn't tweeted for 2 days now, or a day, whatever. They are both in hiding. We have intelligence, satellite intelligence and human intelligence that we're pretty much guaranteed that we're about 99% sure that we know both of their whereabouts, and we are tracking them. You'll notice most ninjas in general are quiet on Twitter. Some have been apprehended. Some have perished, unfortunately. Some of them will never tweet again. And others, obviously, there's MIA people. There's a handful that are still out there fighting. But for the most part, they're on the run. Okay. Toxic says My White Ninja is busy with real life. Yeah. Now I don't know if you're familiar with Toxic, but he is obviously a ninja propagandist who has been planted in my chat room to spread disinformation. So don't listen to him. What else? We got Action says, Vunce, there were rumors that an envoy from the Potato Nation, also known as Canada, are heading to Russia to meet ninja representatives. I don't give a shit about Canada. Those guys are pussies. Okay, callers, where the fuck are you? 347-826-7667 is the number, goddammit. I don't know where I was going. I had a point at some juncture, and it doesn't matter. This is just going to be a stream of consciousness show. I had a cool day today, actually. I went down to Mountain View, California. Really close to, within spitting distance of Moffett Field and the NASA Ames Research Center, not to mention around the block from, major Microsoft buildings, Symantec, Yahoo, Google just up the street, Facebook just up the street, Groupon, Juniper Networks, their headquarters are there. Cisco's not right there too. I mean, those are the heavy hitters, man. Like that's the tech titans of the moment. So I went down there. There's a hackerspace that is located over there, and it's kind of cool. It's called Hacker Dojo, and they have a pretty sizable physical brick and mortar space. It's got, you know, it's just kind of, you know, kind of, I don't know, thrown together in a way. It's not messed up and dirty. It's just very just basic bare bones. It's just like, here's some desks, some tables, some cubicles, a few whiteboards, a lot of power outlets, wireless internet, wired internet, secured wireless for free, or you can get a higher speed wireless for $10. If you can, or you can be a member for $100, and I think you'd get all sorts of other amenities. I don't know what it is, but you could typically, if you were just passing through town and you wanted a spot to just post up and, I don't know, work on your stuff. It doesn't even have to be like on the internet or per se. I mean, you obviously get internet access there, but you know, they even have little office rooms that you could use double as like a conference room or something if you wanted to do something privately. And there's like a big main space. It's just like this open. It looks like this place used to be some sort of a warehouse with adjoining administrative offices. And what they've done is the warehouse is just this big floor where there's tables and chairs and power outlets, you know, all over the place. And there's against the walls, there's like I call them cubicles. They form essentially cubicles against the walls. They'll have a desk with you know, these big foam partitions. And they have a little break room, coffee break room with coffee and water and tea and blobbity bloobity. You got the microwave in there, the whole nine yards. And it's pretty chill. I used to work at Google for a while. I don't know if people know this, but I contracted at Google for 2 years. And I kind of felt like I was back at Google, except I wasn't getting paid. I was hanging out in a space with a bunch of all-star caliber engineers who are working on God knows what, and there's free snacks, free coffee. Nobody, you know, there's couches. You can kind of just do whatever. It was cool. I was hoping it would be a little more social, though. I was a little disappointed. It's kind of like walking into a library. You go into this place, and there's, you know, a pretty good-sized warehouse space, and the main space is, and you've got, I would say roughly, I don't know, 75-ish people scattered around, maybe 100, a lot of people hanging out all on computers. No one says a word. You feel like you're in a goddamn library. There's like a conference room off to the side where maybe two people are talking. And the chick factor was dreadful. I think the male to female ratio was 153-1. No, it was probably more like 53-1. I think I only saw three women, and one of them was the receptionist. I only saw two women that I think were legitimately hackers or whatever you want to call them. I don't even look at these people as hackers. I look at them as engineers, programmers, developers, because that's who I worked with at, like when I worked at, oh my God, are you kidding me? You got to be fucking shitting me. Give me a break. I'm sorry, folks. I'm distracted. I'm watching the Raider game right now. The Raiders are out of it. They're going to lose. It's 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. They're down 37-14, but you know they got the 2 minute offense going. They're pushing the ball. They got in the red zone, and Pryor gets hit and fumbles the ball, and it looks like he loses the ball before he hits the ground, and it should have been a touchdown. It's kind of bullshit. God damn it! It's going to end up being like. Whatever, the game's over. I apologize, folks. I'd like to say hello to everybody in the chat room. Thank you for listening to me babble on here. Juan Natas, Actions, Chef Bonardi, Green Eyes 66, Green Eyes 66. Several guest listeners, Jay Geronimo in the house. What's up, Jay Geronimo? Also, Kira Claire, Nick Knack, Raven Bowden, Samantha Kelsey, Sick Girl. What up, Sick Girl? And last but not least, Toxic. Oh, okay. Well, so yeah, I had a great time at that little hacker space. It's a little bit out of the way for me. If that's the kind of place that if I lived like down the street around the corner from it and could just ride my bike there in 5 minutes, I'd fucking post up there all day long. It's got more space than a coffee shop. It's quieter, easier to concentrate, yeah, that's cool. I think I'm gonna do a series on Bay Area hackerspaces. So that's my first one I checked out. I'll go back there again too, and really, attend one of their events and blah blah blah. Also, I want to do Noise Bridge in San Francisco. It's a very popular one. And there's, I think, a couple over in Oakland as well. So this being kind of the hotbed, this, you know, Silicon Valley, the hotbed for technology, it's nice to... rub elbows with some of these people, which I have. Which if you live in this area, you and you have a job. Your job is either one, working in the tech industry, or two, working in the service industry of some sort, serving the people that work in the tech industry, and also tourists. San Francisco is a big tourist spot. But there's, in the Bay Area here on the peninsula, you got major venture capital firms. Al Gore has a firm out here. All these, InQtel has people out here. It's pretty crazy. I mean, there's no coincidence that Google, Facebook, Yahoo, all these people, they all come out of Silicon Valley for a reason. Okay? A lot of it has to do with Stanford and the Hoover Institute. And the Raiders are, dangerously close to being dangerously close to scoring a touchdown, which will be meaningless. But yeah, there's a reason. Okay, let's just face it. There's a reason why Silicon Valley is what it is, the tech capital. And it's great to be here. And growing up, I really didn't appreciate it as that much. And now that I'm sort of reinvigorated with interest in technology and whatnot, I'm gonna make more of an effort of to use my broadcast to spotlight Bay Area tech stuff and just tech stuff in general, which my show has kind of already been there, but you know, it's a little bit of that mixed in with a lot of trolling and bullshit. But whatever. I enjoy covering cybercrime. I enjoy covering digital activism. I have no problem with that niche. I do have some shows coming up that I am excited about and that are in the planning that have nothing to do with any of that stuff. I'm still working on putting together a huge medical marijuana show. I also, coming up this week, speaking of the near future, Wednesday, I'm going to have old friends of the show, ex-Citizen 10 and Foolish Reporter on. And then on Friday, it's Free Ball Friday. I still haven't booked anybody for Free Ball Friday, but I'm going to get somebody on for Free Ball Friday. And then Sunday, special early edition. This is another early edition for East Coasters. It's going to be starting at 7 p.m. Pacific. That would be 10 p.m. Eastern. That's right, 10 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. And my guest will be Lori, a.k.a. The Resident. She produces a segment for RT called The Resident, and she focuses on a lot of consumer issues and political issues and blah, blah, blah. And I don't know if you follow me, but I follow her and I retweet her videos all the time, and they're always really interesting. And I'm looking forward to having her on the show Sunday early. It's 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. Okay. There we go. There we have it. It's done. It's finished. Oh boy. Okay. That's it. Okay. Did I get through roll call? I don't think I even got through roll call. I can't get anything straight. Nick Knack, Raven Boat. Okay, I said Jay Geronimo, Kirk Clare, Nick Knack. Nick Knack, which I'm gonna play your prank call. I have a feeling, Nick, that we're gonna have to engage him in more of this, because Kirk Clare wants me to tell my PETA story. Oh God, I've been telling that story a lot lately, but yeah, I can get to that tonight. But Nick, I think we need to do like a regular thing where we go around to BTR shows and call in, and then collect the best ones and play them on the show once a week or once every 2 weeks. I think that'd be a great segment. Nick says, that was the simplest, worst troll ever. It was. No, you're right. It was. You were horrible. It was not. You were nowhere on your game at all. You didn't even get your game started. Like, you were so drunk, you didn't even get out of the starting gate. It was horrible. But you gave them just enough. Like, these people were talking about you like you weren't worth their time and effort, that you were, you know, just a filth of the earth who was wasting everybody's time. And yet, and all you did was say like two words, and they ended up talking about you for like 5 minutes after it. I thought it was hilarious, dude. That's the part. See, your actual act wasn't that funny. It was the reaction. You could have said anything. And it would have worked. But whatever. I regret. I digress. And regress. Okay. Well, it looks like the Raiders are going to get their asses kicked. They had a chance to score. They didn't. It's 37-14. Less than 4 minutes to go. And Denver has the ball back. And they are moving the chains. And it looks like it's looking like that's going to be it for the Raiders. They will fall to a record of 1-2. And, yeah, good times. All right. Speaking of good times, we're going to have some great times here. I have Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un, he's going to be on the show. We're going to chop it up about geopolitical issues and whatever else is on your mind or his mind or my mind. Also, I'm looking forward to, since it's actually General Kim Jong-un, I'm hoping to get some analysis from him on the current state of the conflict with the ninjas. You can see some of that footage is quite graphic. There were several. Now, what you're seeing in those photos, those are not civilians being harmed. Civilians were nowhere near where these strategic attacks were made. All right, those are Bacon enrichment facilities that coalition forces strategically bombed and destroyed. So if you're looking at that slideshow on my show page, you notice no ninjas are being hurt. Where the teams just simply went in and took out their targets. With crazy precision, really. I mean, if you look at those photos. They got those facilities, and now. I don't know if you've checked the hog futures, but they have spiked 6% since that has happened. And of course, you know, not to mention the fact that the citizenry of Ninja Town is really spooked. Lots of them have fled. They're refugees. Many of them who are. En route to Putin's Russia. Putin is kind of like, I don't know. He's like the mob boss on the block. It's just like, oh, you got a problem? All right. Okay. I'll tell you what. I'll give you some protection, okay? Forget about it. Yeah, whatever. Okay. So Kim Jong-un is going to be on the show momentarily. I'm very excited about that. I'm going to bring him on in just a second. Right now, I have to go fap furiously, and I'll be right back with Kim General, Kim Jong-un.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what do you know? The Raiders scored a fucking touchdown, dudes. They just, Janikowski connects on the extra point, and it's now Denver 37, Oakland 21, with a minute 15 remaining in the fourth quarter. I'm Vince in Lay Bay, and, I'm back here with you. We have another hour and 40 of hour and 20 minutes to go. I haven't even got to my distinguished guest of the night. I'm noticing that people don't tend to like to just hear me talk. That disturbs me because this is my show. And There's no reason why I can't do a 45-minute monologue on whatever the fuck is on the top of my head. And then bring on a guest. Do a little chit-chat with my guest. And then take some calls. I don't know what the big deal is. You guys just want to call in and be on the air and just hear yourself. I'm trying to do some legitimate programming here, if you don't mind. Yes. I apologize to the folks that are... what's this in the chat room? Porno Puppy says, Vince, I demand a shout out. He actually said it three times. Porno Puppy, unfortunately, yeah. 2 minutes. 2 minutes, Porno Puppy. I already forgot what he did. Oh, he demanded a shout out, which of course violates one rule. We don't do shout outs here. We do anything but, okay? An old fashioned thanks to works, big ups works, props works, no shout outs. And on top of that, he said it four times in a row, which is scrolling. And the fourth time he said it, he added at the end of the day. And then his next comment was literally. So he pretty much one for demanding a shout out, one for scrolling, one for saying at the end of the day, and one for saying literally. So that's four times two, that's 8 minutes. 8 minutes, Porno Puppy. 8 minutes. Thank you. Once again, I'm Vince in the Bay. Welcome to the show. We're going to get right to our phone lines and bring on my guest for the night, Kim Jong-un. Welcome, Kim.
Vince and the Boy. What's going on?
It's Vince in the Bay, not the Boy.
I'll remember that next time. Don't you worry. What's going on, Vince? How you doing?
Oh, nothing much. Kim, I am just putting on a random show tonight. There's several things that I'm interested in talking about, but we can chop it up about whatever.
Okay.
I don't know if you're aware of my holy jihad against the ninjas.
I've heard whispers.
Yes, I have been at odds. This all goes back to me in inviting them to my podcast, my broadcast here, and they showed up. I promoted it as Ninja Night, and I guess I didn't get to people's calls fast enough. Apparently, ninjas have ADHD.
Yeah.
Or ADD or both. Or
yeah,
AIDS.
Well,
I don't know.
Or ADD specifically. So
yeah.
They're very impatient. Yeah.
Very impatient. So they got mad at me. They hated me after that show. And we've been enemies ever since. And there's a few of them. namely the one, I don't even know, I guess, my rainbow ninja, the one that lives in Melissa 13's pocket.
Okay, yeah, I think that's Rainbow Ninja.
Yeah, that one, I want to see that one go down. I'd like to get something on her, take her to anonymous court, and put her away for a long time.
Are you talking like you're going to dox my Rainbow Ninja? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I'm going to take her to are you familiar with anonymous court on Twitter?
I am, yeah, there's a pretty good,
I'm working on a case that I'm going to bring to anonymous court. I have legal representation, and we basically the ninjas have been bullying people on the internet nonstop, and we are going to systematically, with the help of a legion of trial attorneys, we are going to systematically sue each and every ninja. That's why they're disappearing. That's why they're resisting. That's why we've had to do these airstrikes and on the ground operations.
It seems like just an escalated version of like Occupy. Like they're just set on their bacon, and you need to show them.
Yeah, we tried. We tried with sanctions. We had bacon sanctions.
Mm-hmm.
It resulted in rationing because certain people at the top, I don't know, people like my old ninja and my white ninja and my black ninja, mm-hmm, skimming out the top, embezzling, yeah, from Ninja Town, funds.
Yeah, that's heavy right there.
Yeah, we've got the documents.
Are you going to WikiLeaks? Are you going to put them on WikiLeaks?
Well, you know what? I don't know what to do because we've gotten a lot of this intelligence from Ron Brainard, who has been monumental in researching this. We have phone records. We have credit card records. We even have GPS data from rental cars. We're on top of this.
Have you thought that maybe Schmook is working for the ninjas in his war against Ron Brainard?
No. That's a completely different thing. No, Schmook has nothing to do with the ninjas. Yeah, okay. I mean he's working with the ninjas. That's Wrestle League. That's a totally different thing.
I mean, but the ninjas are kind of universally liked. You got to be careful with that.
Oh, I disagree, especially in my coalition. The Devils and the Pirates and myself all hate the ninjas.
Have you thought of maybe just instead of rationing bacon, you just completely cut off their bacon supply?
Yeah. Oh, that's what we did.
Blockade.
No, we've already done
already
that.
Done that?
We did that. That's why they developed these enrichment facilities, and now we've taken those out, so they have nothing.
They have nothing. So they're kind of, I've noticed my white ninja's been gone for a couple days.
Yeah, because they're dead. They're dying. They have no bacon.
The downside of that is that my white ninja's kind of hot, but at the same point,
that's the thing. With all these things, like with all communist power structures, the elite always get away with the wealth and are able to hide, fake their death. Like, come on, everyone knows Hitler didn't really fucking die in that fire.
He's in like Colombia, right?
Yeah, I mean, he died in 2003 in Harlem. Okay, everybody knows that.
Oh, fuck.
So my white ninja and my black ninja and my old ninja and those and probably my rainbow ninja, they're gonna get away. It's the people like there's so many ninjas that are just gonna
Yeti ninja and ADD ninja.
Oh, my Yeti ninja just has no chance.
No, yeah, he's under fire for sure.
Yeah, and I don't know.
Gotta wait on Big Vince.
The photos, but their bacon supply is gone. They have no bacon. At this point, they are just rationing Twizzlers.
Wow.
And we have human intelligence confirmation that their supply of Twizzlers is dwindling.
Sounds like a German ghetto.
The pirates have blockaded their ports and there are several Chinese freighters that are full of bacon and Twizzlers, and the pirates have surrounded them and blockaded them from entering the port.
Oh, you're kidding.
It seems like
you've done your job, Vince.
Oh, well, I read the news. Everybody else is paying attention to Syria, and I'm watching this. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, who's prioritizing? I think it's you.
I mean, Glenn Greenwald isn't talking about this. Glenn Greenwald won't shut up about Snowden and his boyfriend.
No. Greenwald, he will not stop fucking sandbagging.
I'm exposing the ninja agenda, and their oppression is going to come to an end. The oppression that they put upon the devils, the pirates, and other internet denizens and whatnot. It's even other ninjas themselves. There's like a hierarchy. They're supposed to be, they act like they're this communist, like everybody's a ninja as long as you're a ninja, but not really.
Yeah.
No.
My Phantom Ninja, he's not a ninja anymore.
Yeah.
It seems like he's been locked out,
So I think that's the next thing that needs to go. We got rid of Anonymous. Next, we're going to get rid of the bronies. The ninjas. The ninjas. We're working on the ninjas right now. After the ninjas, then the bronies.
Going to be so happy.
And then after the bronies, the juggalos.
The juggalos? What about Shadow? Are you just going to...
Shadow? Well, see... You know the old story about Noah's Ark.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in not total eradication of any species.
Okay.
I say at least keep two of them alive, a female and a male, to procreate. Even though all their children will be inbred. I mean, most juggalos are inbred anyway, so it really doesn't make a difference. But it'll probably be Shadow and is his girlfriend a juggalo? Juggalette or whatever they're called?
Tawny? I don't know. Shadow keeps his shit pretty private.
Yeah, well, whatever. So that's probably what will happen.
Just leave those two. Yeah, that's fair.
But yeah, there's going to be a lot of bloodshed. I'm hoping to form an alliance with, of course, Russell League, and the Gay Nigger Association of America.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to add them to the coalition, and hopefully we can eradicate the internet of ninjas, juggalos, and bronies.
I think for the jugglers, you need to do exactly what you're doing with the ninjas, and you got to blockade their fago.
Yeah,
that keeps them running.
You know what? It would be think you'd be a great person to have on my staff.
Would I?
Oh yeah, definitely. We could use you in the strategy room.
Is there like what's the pay, or would I be like an unpaid?
Yeah, like $300K.
Oh fuck yeah, I'm in.
A week?
I'll start tonight. A week. Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh fuck. Yeah. Count me in, Vince.
I'm not going to name any names, but let's just say we have some angel investors that are willing to do whatever it takes to defeat the ninjas.
Oh.
All right.
Well, that sounds like that's my kind of game.
Porno Puppy says, I have never called into Vince's show. That's bullshit. You've totally called into my show, dude.
Yeah, I think I've heard him call into your show before.
That's just a flat-out lie. Are you drunk? What a moron. Okay, Wrestle League. You can't even spell Wrestle League.
I think it's sick to say Porno Puppy's drunk. So I'll give Porno Puppy a shout-out. For being drunk.
Oh, hang on. Yeah. You can't do that. Guess what, bro?
Oh, fuck. I'm getting 2 minutes.
2 minutes? Kim Jong-un, 2 minutes. 2 minutes. And you know why. We're going to, in his absence, we're going to bring on another caller. We have another caller that's on the line, unscreened. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic.
Who are you and what's on your mind tonight?
My name's Chelsea.
Okay,
I'm
Chelsea.
In prison.
Jesus Christ, you're calling from prison?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm using my minutes on this.
Oh, you can use your cell phone in prison?
No, it's a prepaid card.
Okay, because I thought when you called from prison, it would just like, you know, every 30 seconds it'd be like,
No, we get prepaid cards.
Okay. All right. So tell me, what's going on? What first of all, what are you in for?
Soliciting
what?
Sex.
Holy shit. From what, a prostitute?
Well, I am a prostitute.
Oh, you weren't doing the soliciting. Somebody was...
I was.
Got it. You're a hooker. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So how long are you going to be in for?
Well, we get off early on good behavior, so I should be out in about a week and a half.
A week and
a
half?
The guards love me, what can I say?
I thought they just, like, process you and, like, send you away. Are you kidding me? All right.
Guards need sex too.
Oh, that's gross. Are you serious? You really do that?
It's called good behavior.
So you get extra time for good behavior? That doesn't make sense.
Well, I might have also had a bunch of heroin on me. My sentence was like 2 months.
Wow. Okay.
But the more guards I fuck, the sooner I get out.
This is weird, dude. Are you? Is this real?
Is this what?
I can't believe this. This is crazy. What buttfuck Egypt town you live in? Are you in like Arkansas or some shit?
I'm in Westboro, Kansas. Just kidding.
Oh.
There is no Westboro, Kansas.
You shouldn't.
Topeka. Have said
just Topeka, Kansas. Okay, so there we go. We've got. All right, at least we got Topeka. Okay, Chelsea, what do you? We've been talking about. What the hell are we talking about? We're talking about ninjas. What do you think of ninjas?
I think that the ninjas destroyed Anonymous on purpose, and they were good for that. And I think that there are far too many goddamn ninjas now, and most of them need to be eliminated. Yeah. There's like probably like 15 ninjas that are actual ninjas, and the rest need to go.
I agree. Chelsea couldn't have said it better myself. All right, so Kim Jong-un, you're off a timeout. Thank you. I really appreciate that, you being a tyrannical dictator. It's nice that you're so gracious when I put you on timeout.
Yeah, of course. I'm a gentleman. Scholar.
Well, he didn't whine like a bitch.
No, not like some people. Like, you know, that's the thing is, that's how I know the caliber of my guest. The classy ones, no matter how big time they are, when I get them and say, look, okay, you know, I should have explained the rules, but you can't say the word literally on my show. And you just said it. In fact, you said it, and you used it incorrectly, which is even worse. So I'm going to have to give you 2 minutes, Mr. Lionel Richie. You know, it doesn't matter. The bigger the celebrity, it doesn't matter. I have to enforce the law equally. Although I do at times, I admit that you could go back to the archives and find moments where I've let it slide just because for the sake of the flow of conversation, I selectively enforce, you know, if a guest is really deep into a story or whatever, I'm not going to interrupt it for that. But generally, I like to keep things clean. You can't say literally. You cannot give a shout out. What else is there? You can't say
at the end
of the day, and you can't say in terms of. So there you have it. Hey, I'm getting a request from Nigger Christ. He says he wants to come on and talk to Chelsea. So let's
Yay.
Do that. Hey, Nigger Christ, you're on with Chelsea. What's going on?
I love Gucci. How's it going up in here?
Hey, Nigger Christ.
Hey, man. Hey, Chelsea, I got a question for you. I've been following the news on your trial all this time. And why'd you leak that WikiLeaks shit, man? I mean, what's up with that?
No, this is a different Chelsea, bro. This happens to be a hooker from Kansas who goes by Chelsea. It's just a coincidence. It's not Chelsea Clinton. Different.
Hey,
different
can
person.
I tell you who my last John was?
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Fred fucking Phelps.
No way. No way.
Yep.
Do you have pics?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Can you forward those to me? Can we we'll talk to you
after.
Right, that's right. You're in prison. I forgot.
God damn, you know, that nigga old. He probably got a penis crusty in SpongeBob SquarePants sitting out in the sun for a week.
So crusty and so small.
That's what she said.
No wonder his wife's a lesbian.
Oh, I tell you, good times. All right, we're going to bring on more callers. If you're just joining us, holy moly, we're already into hour number two. Thank God, that means we're almost done. a little radio reset for you. We've got my guest tonight, Kim Jung-un.
What up?
Also, Chelsea, who is a hooker from Kansas. We have Nigger Christ. And now I'm going to bring on another caller, unscreened blocked number. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Oh, hey, Vince. I have a vagina. Do you want to talk to me for the next 53 minutes?
Danny.
Is this Nick?
Vince, yes.
What's up,
Nick? I want Gucci.
What up, Greg?
What up?
Nick is my Canadian correspondent. He gives me the Canada report. It usually consists of maple syrup news. He is also a partner in crime with me in rating other BTR hosts shows. We're going to try to hopefully. I've got some clips that I just need to splice together and throw on YouTube. But I think we should do a segment where we just troll other BTR hosts. It's so much fun. In fact, I almost have more fun on BTR when I don't have a show, so I could just like randomly call into other shows and fuck with people. Like the other night, Nick and I we called into this one show, and it was like these guys. They were probably like, you know, the same age bracket as all of us, you know, 8 to 97, and whatever. They were like in their 30s. Just dudes hanging out. They were drunk, you know, they're buddies. They got there's some chick on there, and they're just shooting the shit. And there's no reason why we couldn't have just, you know, slid in there and had fun with them and made friends. They had nobody in their chat room. There was like three people on the air in the chat room, and that's it. So they were talking and chatting amongst themselves. So Nick and I, and I think Hammurabi and a couple of other people, we show up, and suddenly they're like, oh my God, there's people in our chat room. What do we do? Oh, geez, wow. And they're saying shit like, and I get so sick of this when BTR hosts say this, like we have hundreds of thousands of listeners, and I'm like, where are they? Because you have three people in your chat room, and they're all you guys. But what I was like, whatever. So eventually we got in their chat room and started talking to them, and then they started, I don't know, getting offended by Hammurabi and Nick. And Nick tried to call in and couldn't even get past the call screener because they were being such douchebags. And I tried calling in, and the guy was cool to me for a little bit. But then, you know, I think he felt offended or belittled in some way when I corrected him on how to pronounce Hammurabi's name, because I was like, and I was being honest too. I was like, dude, you're, first of all, he was like, you're Hammurabi dude is just like totally fucking up my shit, man. I'm not talking to you guys. And I'm like, okay, dude, relax, dude.
That chick was like one of the hardest screeners to ever get by in BTR.
I didn't get the chick. I wish I got the chick. I got the dude, and I was like, dude, it's Hammurabi's code.
You should get her details, man. Let her work for your show. She was on the ball.
Yeah, we'll infiltrate them at some point. But
well,
whatever.
The
guy was a douchebag. So we moved on. So far, our best the best find was Nick found this guy, King Noble, who is absolutely amazing. He, as far as I'm concerned, he is 100% black power, like fucking burn Whitey at the stake. He's not fucking around, dude. Like, he's either like dead serious or trolling the best troll of all time.
Yeah, he's top three in BTR in my opinion.
Yeah. Oh, he's oof, man, dude. I can't wait to call that guy again. We caught him at the end of his show, but he's the master, dude. He comes up with some weird shit.
He's up there with like the likes of Randy Hahn, King Noble. I don't even know who my third would be to round out the top three, but legend.
Right. Okay. Speaking of legend, Nick, while I got you here, let's hear a quick little clip of what happened the other night with you, right here on Blog Talk Radio. There was it was a couple of nights ago. This BTR host, let me get this right. A Christian Arab radio show host was, you know, doing a show about Christianity and Syria and the Christians, and it would have been a great show for Stranahan to call into, to be honest, considering he's trying to like go over there and talk to the refugees and shit, but whatever.
Yeah, he's got some like Christian stroke fest going on over there.
Yeah, so these guys are hardcore Christians, but they're Arabs, so it's kind of interesting. And
specifically, they were Muslim. The host guy was Muslim. He was talking about.
No, he's not Muslim.
I'm pretty sure he was Muslim, was he?
No, he was Arab. He's not. His religion was Christianity. He's a Christian.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a difference. There's Arabs who are Christians. There's Arabs that are Jews. There's Arabs that are whatever.
Same shit.
But this is hilarious. This is a clip from the other night. Late night on BTR. Nick calls into this show randomly, drunk off his ass. Can barely say anything. Yeah, yeah. The only word you could say two words. He said, or three words. He said, like, "What do you guys think of the Jews?" or something. And that was it.
That was UFC fight night. I was fucking hammered.
Yeah. He's like, "What do you guys think of the Jews?" He's just laughing. And they start just like talking, trying to rip on him, saying how insignificant he is and how, you know, what a waste of time that was. And they subsequently waste like 5 minutes of their show talking about him. I thought it was fucking hilarious.
5 minutes. It was like I derailed their show for like 30 minutes. Anyways, just play the clip.
Yeah, it was great. And it was three word. It was like three or four words that did the whole thing. It was great. It was like a drive-by troll. It was awesome. Okay, so here it is. Let's listen to it. Here's a clip. Check it out.
And you are on the air with a common question.
Hey, guys. How's it going? So far, so good. How can we help you, bro?
Go ahead.
No. What? I just want to know, what did you guys think about those Jews? I love those Jews.
Okay. I had a bad feeling we were going to get a lot of silliness out of that.
Do you have four callers, Christy, or that's it?
That was the only caller. So.
Man, that was the most important question. What do you think about the Jew?
The one who makes fun of the Jews. Let me tell you what I think about the Jews. I am from the Middle East. People, they call me Arab, which means supposedly we are the one who should hate the Jews. But let me tell you the good news. We don't hate them. Me, because I'm Christian. Thank you, Jesus. Taught us to hate the hate itself, but we don't hate people. Secondly, let me tell you how who is the Jews. The Jews are very smart, intelligent people, not like you. You will never find one Jew calling us and say, what do you think of Muslims? They don't do that. They are intelligent people. They are very smart. Not like you, the one who just called us. You sound like a drunk. You sound like in hash-hash. You know, go where you came from. If you are, if you want hashish, go to the land of hashish. Osama, do you know what is the land of hashish? The land of hash-hash?
That's Pakistan.
Actually, it's Iran. It's Iran, exactly.
Iran. Well, what do they have in Pakistan? Yeah. Pakistan, they have a lot of drugs, which is called the...
They have, but the original hashish, the story is, there is a guy, his name is Hassan al-Hashash. Hassan al-Hashash. This guy, he is a sheikh, Muslim sheikh. And he made a castle, and he bring Muslims to his castle, and he provide them with women and sex and hashish. So after 6 or 7 months of living like a fancy life, they do nothing except sex and drugs. He throw them out of the castle and he say, you will not come back unless you go and kill that person. This is where the word hashish comes from, actually. So assassination using the hashish in Islam is one of the major, actually, tools used for a long time in Islam to kill the enemy. So this guy, he used to control all the Middle East by getting those young kids. He give them hashish, he give them all the women they want, and after some time, 6 or 8 months, after they're used to this life, they cannot live without it no more, he throw them out of the castle, he says, you will not come back in here unless you go and kill that person to me. So this is what we have in this earth now. We have people who they are doing the act of Islam, which is hashish. The hashish, which is drugs, can be in many forms today, can be in the media, can be by the guy, the same as the guy who called us, by stupidity, or can be by fooling you by using education system, the one Osama was talking about, like in your child book, trying to wash his brain, making him believe that Islam is a good religion. So we have to be careful of the drugs. Drugs is everywhere.
Yeah, and you know what? I just want to say these little silly kids who are now in the chat room and making a lot of stupid comments, you know what? You are proving the point about the problem with people being so stupid. And so just continue on with your silliness because you're just demonstrating the fact that you truly have no clue what's going on. And you want to be low or you want to be rude. You can get kicked out, but you're not funny. Yeah. You're stupid.
You know, yesterday, Christy, yesterday I was speaking, I was at, posting a text on Facebook in Arab Muslim page. So I was saying, can you explain to me why half of those who have Nobel Prize of Science are Jews? Can you explain to me that why all the major discovery in this earth made by Jews? You know, like how you can explain that? And the funny, when an idiot tried to make fun of the Jews. Jews are the most smart people ever in the earth. I never saw smart people like them. It's amazing, you know?
Yeah.
If you want to make fun of somebody, go and find somebody a fool.
Think about it. If it was not of the Jew, we would not have this conversation right now. They invented the computer. They invented the internet. They invented this block talk radio, for heaven's sake. Every technology we have, if it is not of the Jew, I will not be able to talk to you by the phone right now. Think about it.
Microwave is done by them. Satellite is done by them. What is left is done. Even actually, USA won the war in the Second World War II because of the Jews, because all those who made the first nuclear weapon, it was Jews. Scientists,
yes.
Jews.
9/11, Jews. I agree. So they... I cut it off, but, dude, Nick, they keep going for like another 10 or 15 minutes after that.
They went on for like the last 30 minutes of the show almost.
Do you even remember the name of that show?
No, Jesus. I couldn't even fucking see straight, let alone...
I forgot. Yeah, I didn't even download it or anything. I was just, I just screen capped it on the fly.
That's exactly why I love BTR. Like, I don't even really troll, man. I'm just a fucking idiot or an asshole most of the time, but BTR is just so funny with stupid people. You can simply say Jews and completely derail a show for 30 minutes, 40 minutes at a time. And that's how I found your show, dude.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Jews, I ran into the one angry Jew last night. Do you remember the one angry Jew?
No, who's that?
Old school caller of mine. He hasn't called in a long time. I hope he calls soon, though. All right, I'm bringing back, I'm going to bring back my panel in just a second. But first, let's bring on somebody who was present in that chat room that those people were getting all butthurt in the other day. And that's Hammurabi's Code. What's up, Hammurabi?
Oh, not a lot. I just got a little follow-up on our buddies from the Dan and Joe show. The ones that gave us the hospitable welcome that were expecting thousands of listeners.
Oh, yeah. That's who they were. I didn't remember. I'm glad you remember their name. I totally forgot them.
Well, yeah. They made it pretty clear. Like, you don't have a show. Their show is probably going to be like the best show on BTR. I actually went back and I went into the archive. They put me on an OT and I had a conversation with them. And I was like, so what, you guys said you had radio shows. Where's your radio show? What was your radio show? And of course, at that point, I think they figured something was up. So Dan told me to go fuck myself, do my own homework, and enjoy my imaginary website, which I don't even know how we got there. I think they're hammered. But either way, this is what happened about 1:39 in the morning in the chat. Either way, I've got all three of them, and I started making calls to Dan. And I'll post the apology message I got from him, but it didn't work out so hot. If they're going to do another show or not, it was their third debut show after all. And honestly, I mean, how do you follow up your third debut show? Where do you go from there? I think that's pretty much when you just shut it down. But I don't know. Hopefully they do have another show, and then we can have a discussion and we can debate like grown adults, which is all I wanted. I just wanted to discuss the big maple syrup crisis above us, and they wanted no part of it.
Yeah, dude, he got really offended about the maple syrup thing. It's like, come on, dude, it's the internet. People are goofy. Just go with it. Don't get offended by it. It was Saturday night.
Yeah, it was Saturday night, and it was like 1 or 2 a.m. where they were. And they didn't want to, like, have fun. They had two listeners when we went into their room, and they were like, I just didn't like it. And then I got mad.
I was totally turned off. They turned out to be total douchebags. You know, okay, granted, we went in there to troll them initially. And to be honest, after I listened to them for a while, I was like, you know what, I don't think I'm going to necessarily troll these guys. I'm just going to, you know, just feel them out, see what's up. And when I saw that Nick got denied by the screener, I was like, all right, fine. You know, I'll just be straight up with this guy. And I was pretty cool with him. I was like, hey, you know, I have my own show, blah, blah, blah. You know, I was like, Hammurabi's Code. He calls my show. He's in my chat room. You know, he's just trolling. He's having fun. You know, we're just here to have fun. You know, and you guys sound cool, blah, blah, blah. And I don't know. I think he felt like, honestly, I think he felt threatened by me. We were going to, like, outshine him in some way, like show him up on his own show. I think he could kind of sense that.
Either way,
that's exactly what would have happened is, like, It was me, Nick, and Hammurabi, and we were just bored as fuck. And there's a blog talk show with three people, and they're the only people in the chat room. You know, it's like, they're like, you know, it's They're like a sitting target, dude. And we're trying to have fun with them. And, you know, they seemed like they had a sense of humor. Like, they could have played along, but no, they had some sort of ego thing going on. And so it was like, fuck, all right, you know, we doubled your listeners for 5 minutes. You guys were complete douchebags, so peace out. Have fun with
I wanted to talk about balls, and then they permabanned me. But they were the ones who brought it up.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. They thought that we were simulcasting. And here's a little snippet. I'll throw it in the chat. This is what came back the following morning after I left him the messages.
Oh, you're going to play it right now?
No, I just dropped it in the chat.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Can we call a show right now, like another show, Vince, and just put us on?
What other show?
I don't know. I saw this. There's some show called New Black Order Radio.
Yeah, he linked it in chat.
Oh, shit, niggas on the radio.
Yeah.
Kundalini Rising. Like,
that would be my primary target. King Noble, is it? Is it King Noble?
No, I wish. But it's called New Black Order BPC Radio. I don't know what the fuck it is.
Interesting. Well, nothing will beat King Noble, but...
No, of course.
Okay. Maybe I'll take a quick little break, and I'll pop over there, feel it out, and see what's up, and we'll see what we can do. Why don't you get... Nick!
And me and Nigger Christ, because I want a black dick.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
You
Chelsea.
Would, Chelsea...
God damn.
No problem, Chelsea. Okay, so Chelsea and Nigger Christ in the green room. Kim Jong-ung, you've been a fantastic guest tonight. Thanks for hanging out, dude. I hope you can hang in it with us for another half an hour.
Yeah,
Kim.
I'm good.
What?
I said I drank enough, so I'm good.
Okay, so you're going to make it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. We also have Nick. We have Hammy. We have a ton of people on hold. Before we go to a break, I want to bring on one person who wants to who has something for Hammy, and that's CNY Rebel. Welcome, CNY Rebel.
Hello, Vince. Hammy, congratulations. I hear you're dating Feminon.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations. Get yourself some of that.
Good job, nigger.
All right.
What?
Yeah. Hammy's dating Feminon. True story.
Hammy's got some poontang.
Yeah, he's got to get
Hammy?
Hammy. Hammy's getting some action.
Yeah, he got some poontang.
From who?
Remember, Hammy. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Except for herpes, that shit comes back with you.
Feminon. Which one's that?
Actually, now that I think about it, didn't you drop her nudes in the chat of Vince's show one time?
I did.
Really?
What?
Yes.
Now she's your girlfriend?
You're fucking kidding me.
Yeah.
She's a bad person. She's
she's an awesome person.
I gave Hammy the best advice he's gonna get. Don't tell her anything you wouldn't tell I Has Candy.
But I tell I Has Candy everything.
Well, he doesn't know what to do with it. She does.
Oh.
No, but, yep, I just wanted to pop on, congratulate Hammy on getting it in. I'm happy for you. I don't care what all the haters say. Good for you. Get yourself some.
Apparently, people don't like her. I don't really give a shit. They can go ahead and not like her. And if they want to not like me because I'm with her or whatever, that's cool. I don't care. It's Twitter. So, yeah. That's kind of where I'm at with
fucking,
it.
Fucking just get
Wait, what's her Twitter, man? Is it Amarella? Is that the chick you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. All good, man.
Is she in the chat? Chat room right now? Is she listening at all?
I don't think so. I think she's driving right now.
Oh, really? Or is somebody driving her?
Oh.
Oh.
Well, I'd definitely like to have the honor of entertaining her on the program at some point.
Yeah, someone link those nudes.
Yeah, hook me up, bro.
Someone link them up. Come on, chat room.
Hammy's got them. I didn't save the links, but Hammy's
got a whole bunch of new ones that are fucking insane.
Time for a collage.
Yeah, buddy. I think I'll hold on to those.
I was Gooch.
Oh, nigga.
Can anybody fucking hear me? Nobody can hear me.
We had you on mute
for
a second.
You
did.
Damn. Well, see, a few minutes ago, I said about I have candy. I tell him everything. Like, I tell him how I stretch his sister's pussy out like some silly putty.
I have no idea what he said. I have no clue.
I stretch his sister's pussy out like silly putty.
Doesn't matter. I don't know what... I have no clue what that meant.
Vince, those guys think you're me.
Who's the chick that's on right now?
Some chick that says she's a hooker from Kansas named Chelsea.
Nice.
Manning?
Chelsea Manning?
No, I don't. God, why?
See, I don't
of all,
so
of
too,
all
man.
The hookers you could have called a show, somebody named Chelsea had to.
Right.
So, of course, everybody's got to do the obligatory Manning joke. I'm sick of it. Next person that does a
Chelsea
Sorry, Manning
boys.
Joke. Next person that gets does a Chelsea Manning joke, it gets 2 minutes, okay?
Fuck. It's so tempting, Vince. It's so tempting.
Am I still muted?
No, you're not muted.
No, you're...
There is a half hour left. We've got a full panel. It's pretty much devolved into controlled chaos at this point. A point, yeah.
Can I say one thing?
Yes.
Okay. Hammy, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. I think everybody still likes you. But when you associate with somebody who everyone is leery of, people are going to be afraid of you.
Okay.
But best of luck, and I hope you're happy.
Thanks. Nobody tells me shit anyway. Everybody knows I'm NSA.
No, everybody knows that you released her nudes and called her a slut and a whore for, like, months.
I did not call her a
dating.
Slut and a whore for months.
Yes, you did.
I didn't even call her a slut or a whore.
That's,
if you can find
yes,
one
you did.
Place. Go ahead.
This is like internet TMZ.
Prove it.
This is how you get chicks nowadays.
Pretty sure
you're
did it in the chat logs.
You're supposed to call them names and,
yeah,
and release nudes.
Yeah, go through the chat logs. I don't give a shit.
Real life Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is like the playground.
Yeah, but,
all I did was drop her nudes. I'm pretty sure what I said was complimentary. May not have had a lot of tact attached, but I didn't have anything negative to say. I don't know shit. I didn't know shit about her, and then it's like, goddamn.
Yeah, real talk, though. Real talk, the actual Chelsea Manning. You know, when she's up in jail, she's going to have some fun time. You know what I'm saying? Get the Steubenville slam. You know what I'm talking about?
So you're telling me you just post nudes of some chick and then you get her, have you? That's how it works.
Yeah.
So what if I post nudes of myself?
I think entitles you to masturbate.
Maybe
Hammy
will nail you.
That fapping tonight, I think. I don't know. What if I release nudes of Shadow DXS?
Oh damn! I'll break my computer screen.
The juggle.
Then maybe Hammy will date Shadow.
Jen, if I post the nudes of Shadow DXS right now, Jen Emick will appear out of nowhere.
Yeah, no.
You're not gonna.
Wait, are you saying Shadow
any computer
lab? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm saying Shadow just. It took it to town on Jen Emick. I know he did.
I think they're just saying that Shadow has glorious titties.
He does. He's got a nice rack.
Like a 34C.
He'll box those things around like Sugar Ray Leonard.
No, they're not quite C's. They're not quite C's. They're like a nice B.
Vince, you've lost your show. We need to go to a break.
Let's play music.
Hold on. I have something. I want to ask something important to Rebel. Rebel, you there?
Yeah.
I'm as a dog animal owner, I'm really concerned about you giving Dazani water to your cat. So I just want to know, is Watson okay?
He is. He only drinks bottled water.
No, he drinks out of
your toilet. How can you just abuse an animal like that, giving them Dazani water?
It's fucked up.
Dasani?
It's Dasani, and he drinks Dasani water. He won't drink the tap water. He won't drink.
He won't drink Aquafina. He won't drink Chipotle.
He won't drink any water except for
no Evian.
Dasani. I like Evian.
Toilet Dasani. Water.
And he drinks the toilet water, and I think it's because it's cold.
Maybe you should put the lid down.
But it's
cute. Whatever you call that shit. That's the worst fucking water on the planet.
I'm just saying, if you put the lid down, he can't drink out of the toilet.
Dasani. It's good.
Yeah, we'll put the lid down.
This is all right. Now I finally figured out who the chick was. Jesus Christ, took me long enough.
Who the chick was? It's Chelsea.
It's Mercedes, right?
It's Chelsea. It's Chelsea 43.
Oh shit.
Ah, nigga, you ain't Mercedes. He said chick.
Yeah, I said chick, not Wookie.
Damn it.
Is Vince fapping?
He's in the green room with someone.
Dasani.
Rebel, seriously, close the lid.
What's wrong with the cat drinking out of the toilet? I just thought it was weird.
Well, your toilet isn't clean from the pictures I've seen.
It's pretty clean. I have a clean toilet. The fuck are you talking about?
So you want your cat to be drinking clean toilet water that has toilet cleaner liquids in it?
Oh, I don't put that shit in there. I don't put that stuff in the back of the tank what turns your water blue. I clean the toilet once a week with spray, and I make sure. Don't you worry about my goddamn cat. He's just fine.
I'm just saying. If you don't want to drink out of the toilet, close the fucking lid. And maybe your cat won't drink out of his water bowl because he's not a stuck-up bitch and he wants to drink tap water.
Oh, shit.
Fuck, people still buy those fucking blue things to put in the toilet?
Yeah, dude.
Fuck that shit.
I think
what was it called? Like, Flush 5000 or something?
Fish.
I just upper deck it once a month.
I just bought some for my work, like, yesterday. People still use that shit.
I'll put the little gel puncher things on the side of my toilet bowl. Keeps it clean for 3 weeks.
I don't really care, people. Cool story, bros. Cool story, bros. We've got we've only got 22 minutes left, and there's three really cool callers lined up, and I'm gonna bring
cool
them on. No, actually, cooler than you. I am going to now bring on an old friend of the show, an old fag who I wish would have called last night when we had Greg on, but nonetheless, it's always a pleasure to have him on. I'm talking about Opno Pro. Welcome, Opno Pro. Opno Pro, are you there? Oh, you know what? My bad, Matt. You know what? I had a miscommunication there. He is away. He's gonna be on in 10 minutes. I'm sorry. So instead of Opno Pro, we'll come back to Opno Pro. We're gonna go now to Ol Reuter, another old schooler. Ol Reuter, what's up?
Holy shit! Fuck! What the hell's going on, this sumbitch?
Oh, nothing much, Ol Reuter. This is called Manic Monday, it's kind of just chaotic. I'm essentially herding cats right now. My special guest tonight has been very gracious. He's Kim Jong-un, and he's on the line right now.
Hey, I've actually been invited over there to the great country, the best Korea, to go there, and he actually had me like lube my fist up with chicken lard.
No, you said you wouldn't talk about this.
Oh.
Wait?
No, you told me not to as long as I was in country, but I caught that Southwestern U.S. flight. You know them Southwestern planes with the little...
Wait.
Huh? What? Huh?
I'm never going to recover from this. Like, I can't come back from this. People are just going to think... Wait.
Oh, Way. I was in Way in 1969. The commie sons of bitches were trying to overrun that fucking hill. I spent 272 days there, goddammit.
Wait.
Yeah, motherfucker. Goddamn fucking Viet Cong prick fucks.
Wait.
Oh, I have a flashback. I'm sitting here two-fisted, and I'm drinking booze out of both my hands, too, so hold on a second.
Hey, old Rudy, I got a question for you.
Are you that dude that's trying to sound like a black chick? Because you're pulling it off pretty good.
I'm the black Messiah.
You're a black whore, I can tell, but go ahead.
I ain't no black whore. Don't we're talking about your sister like that. My question is...
Oh, she's dark as a fucking burnt hot dog, but... You sound like... But I don't hate you for it. You go ahead. You're giving me a full-on robot Woody right now. I'm gonna
Wait.
My question is it true the black bitches got purple pussy?
No.
God damn, the internet lied to me.
It lied to you? Didn't you have one of them purple pussies wrapped around your neck when you were born?
Nah, man, I don't remember that
shit.
Oh,
my God. Ladies and gentlemen, I think it's time for... Hey, hang on, you guys. Hang on. Just give me just one second.
I didn't get to talk chick.
No, you're going to get to talk plenty. I just want to introduce one more person on the show, and we're going to have audio spaghetti, and then we'll finish the show. The person I want to introduce is also a blog talk radio show host here, and he goes by the name I Has Candy. Welcome to the show, I Has Candy.
What's up? This has been a great evening.
I just stopped
the show directly when we were discussing water. Now, someone has been promoting Dasani. Now, you fools may not know that Dasani is a product of Coca-Cola. Dasani is nothing more than your fucking city water. This is your shit fucking filtered and fed back to you. If you
want to
fucking drink water, then look at the fucking label. If the label states that it comes from fucking mountain... water.
Yo,
that
I has, man.
No,
that shit is reverse
is safe
osmosis,
to drink.
Nigga. Reverse osmosis water.
Reverse osmosis lacks minerals. This is not safe. Are you a fucking prepper? No, you're not. I am.
I'm a fucking talking to you, okay, buddy?
Candy.
Reverse
candy.
Osmosis.
Candy.
I got my...
I have personally drank from the source of the Missouri, and that's some good shit. Tell you what.
And now you have fucking cancer. End of story.
Hey, Candy, that sucks.
Best fucking show I've heard in a long time.
Dasani is nothing more than Georgia shit water. Look it up. Right to come
alien
home,
water.
They will tell you this.
I hope I can see how gets A's and D's.
We're talking about Georgia shit water.
And they reverse
off
most of the shit out of that water, man.
Right into a bottle.
Oh, yeah, Georgia shit water.
breathe in through your nose and let your belly fill up with air all the way in, and then exhale. Let your tummy just sort of settle down naturally. Oh, doesn't that feel so much better? Wow. What a show. What a show. That was really fun. That was really fun. That was one of the best audio spaghetti moments I've had in a while. Of course, it's moments like that that people criticize my show. And, hey, I don't care. It's an internet radio show. What do you want? Sue me. Every once in a while, I like things to get goofy. I'm so grateful that I have these goofy characters that call in. Very, very grateful to have Kim Jong-un join me. He's a busy man. It's amazing he was able to carve 2 hours out of his schedule to join us. Chelsea, the prostitute from Kansas, took time out of her busy schedule. I'm sure she's, you know, probably turning down calls from John's to chime in on these topics. Of course, we have the Black Messiah himself, Nigger Christ, who has been instrumental in unifying racial and solidifying racial harmony. If it wasn't for Nigger Christ, I don't think there'd be a Barack Obama as president. I don't think if it wasn't for Nigger Christ, there wouldn't be a Wesley Snipes. There wouldn't be a Denzel Washington. So we owe a debt of gratitude to Nigger Christ. Also, Nick Knack, thank you, Nick Knack, for coming out tonight. Honestly, I think we need to do a regular bit where we just tag team. Maybe him, Robbie, can get on it too. I used to do this with the One Angry Jew all the time. But yeah, we got to work out a bit. Hammurabi, as always, thank you for your contribution. And Ol Reuter, always a pleasure. I Has Candy, thank you for participating. Before I give everybody a quick final word, I want to bring on a special guest, a surprise special guest, and I'm talking about OpNoPro. OpNoPro, are you there now?
I sure am.
Hey, NoPro. Sorry, I had inadvertently introduced you earlier, and you were gone, and I sort of gave people some blue balls. But you're here now. Welcome to the show. How are you, and what's on your mind tonight?
I'm good. Just listening to all the spaghetti radio. It's excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's kind of
it's magical.
It's magical, and it's like almost like an exquisite corpse. There's something. It's, you know, for the most part, it's just mush and nonsense and white noise, essentially. But every once in a while, you'll hear random things that it'll be funny, and that's what I appreciate. That 1 or 2 seconds where, you know, out of the 30 minutes of nonsense between 20 callers all unmuted at the same time talking over each other. I really do cherish those 4 to 5 seconds that are truly amazing and hilarious.
Yeah. They're worth it.
So, no pro. What's your stance on the ninjas?
What about them?
What kind of stance? Well, okay, you know, on Twitter, there's like the ninjas, and there's the old internet meme of, you know, ninjas versus pirates. Well, there's this whole like thing now where a few people created these ninja accounts, and now it's become a thing, and now everybody's creating ninja accounts, and it seems like everybody and their mom has at least one sock account that's a ninja account. I mean, seriously, there's like 30 or 40 ninjas that are created per week. I mean, you name it. It's like my robotic ninja, my Pittsburgh Steeler wide receiver ninja, my plumber ninja, my milkman ninja, my hooker ninja. They're everywhere. I mean, anything you can imagine, there's a ninja for it now.
I don't know why they're doing it. Beats me.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm doing my part. I've put together a coalition. The ninjas have natural enemies, and what I've done is I've kind of done what the United States is doing in Syria. They've brought together mutual enemies of the regime, and they're cobbling together a resistance. And that's essentially what I'm doing with the ninjas. I've teamed up the pirates, who traditionally always hated the ninjas. And I've also got them working in tandem with the devils. I don't know if you pay attention to Ninja Town, but the devils are the arch enemies of the ninjas.
No, I don't pay that much attention to it, but I have watched the ninjas since they first started. You know, when it was a small little team.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's turned into a behemoth. It's turned into something that's uncontrollable. And it needs to be neutralized. And what's crazy is we have intelligence that my white ninja and my black ninja, who are two of the highest ranking ninjas, are in hiding right now. They have evacuated Ninja Town. In fact, word is that they had prior knowledge of our planned attack. We had a strategic attack that we carried out almost two nights now ago. And if you go to my timeline on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay, you can see pictures of the raid on the bacon enrichment facilities that the pirates, along with the devils, destroyed.
Huh.
It's pretty epic. All right, OpNoPro. I guess what we're gonna do is we got a shit ton of people on the panel. We're gonna go around the horn and give people's final thoughts. I'm gonna start with final thoughts. Hammurabi Code, final thoughts. He's not there. Okay, you know what I'm going to do? Okay, we're going to go into a little bit into overtime. I'm going to extend the broadcast just a little bit longer, but the live broadcast portion is going to end momentarily. I thank everybody for tuning in. Those who are listening in the chat, Thank you for sticking it out at the to the end here. One Nodus, Ashen, Atomic Ray, Billy Ray Bob, COG, Canadian Glenn, General Kim, General Eyes Something, Hammurabi's Code, J. Geronimo, Nigger Christ, Nick Knack, Old Rooter, Sam, Samantha, Sick Girl, and Yo, LOL. I love you, and we'll make love to you again very soon. Okay. All right. Ninja hate aside for a minute. Well, you know, if you want to talk about ninja hate, that's fine. No problem. All right. Now we will. Okay. Did we? Who did we already get? Who did we get final thoughts from yet? Anybody?
You called Hammurabi.
Oh, Hammurabi. Yeah. And okay. Fine. We'll come back to Hammurabi. Let's go to. Old Rooter, final thoughts.
Holy shit. Number one, who's that fucking retard you got on there with you? I'm real good at it. Well, okay, cool. You like cotton candy?
I love cotton candy.
I knew you did, you little fucking tard, you. Cotton candy's good for tards. Hey, you got any little midget girlfriends that you know?
No, because I put them upside down, and then they're no longer a regular midget.
Oh, I heard. How do they get irregular when you turn them upside down?
Well, you got to turn yourself upside down also.
Well, hell, that makes them regular again. You want to flip them upside down and just kind of like karate chop your snatch until it spreads open and starts oozing. Then you take your big old dick and jam it in there, but you tards don't got big dicks, do you?
I don't know. I'm not a tard.
Well, you told me you were like 30 seconds ago. Were you lying to
me? It's not my problem that I believe it.
Were you lying to me then or are you lying to me now?
Both times.
Both times? So, has your mom got big titties?
I don't know. My mom's dead. I have no idea what size they are now.
Well, yeah. Oh, what were they then?
Big enough to have me.
Well, by God, you like big titties?
Doesn't everybody?
Not necessarily. There's some twerps out there that likes little titties, so they think they're fucking like a 5-year-old, but I'm not like that. I like big hanging swinging baskets. Did your mom have hanging swinging baskets?
I don't know.
You don't know? You sucked them fuckers until they were fucking all droopy. Did you like the left or the right one? Which one had the most goo-goo in it?
The left one.
Okay, you didn't know, but yet the left one had the most snot in it, so...
I don't get down like that.
Huh? What? Huh? I heard... Was that Jesus?
I don't get down like that.
Oh. So you don't suck your mama's titties to get nourishment?
I don't get down like that.
Oh. That's fucked up. I feel for you, bruh.
Thank you.
But you know what happened? Because I had a tendency to bust a nut in your mom's left titty, and that's the one you liked. So you actually sucked my dick by proxy.
Old Rooter, are you trying... Are you deliberately... attempting to insult my guest on some sort of personal basis, or is it just random? Why are you coming at my friend Opnopro so hard?
It's just random because I just wanted to let I'm an old school troll. Because this new school, everybody calls everybody a troll that don't agree with what they're thinking now. It's not like old school, back when you used to go out and troll people to get them to bite and piss them off. I'm just giving an example of old school trolling. This new school says, oh, I love George Bush and he's my favorite. And somebody says, well, Obama... I like Obama, so you're a troll. Yeah, fucking cocksuckers. They don't know what trolling is anymore. It's motherfucking douchebags. I was just giving an example, sir. I like retards. I got nothing against them.
Well, thank you.
Okay. And no. I appreciate the call tonight, old Reuter. That's great. Always nice to have different opinions. I think it's good to have fair and balanced coverage. I personally like to be objective and neutral. And allow, if there is an issue that has a distinctive two sides of it, I'm very receptive to letting both have equal time, no problem. With that said, let's move on, shall we? Final thoughts continue with Hammurabi's Code. Hammurabi, final thoughts. Do we not have Hammurabi again?
Seems not.
He hung up. He rage quit. You know what I think he did? He was on Skype. This is probably what he did. Probably muted himself. And I don't know about him or you or anybody else, but for me, my Skype thing, it's just a little window, and there's two little buttons on it, and they're right next to each other. One button is mute, and one button is hang up. And I think he had mute on, and when you hit mute, the mute button turns red. So, and the hang up button is red. So you have two red buttons right next to each other. And suddenly somebody says, all right, how are you? How are you? Kind of drawn. Good. And he's like, oh, shit, I got to, oh, fuck. And he goes up to click and, you know, and Hammy's like half retarded anyway. So he's just like, oh, red button. Boom. And I think he just hung up on himself.
Well, you can't get back in.
Yep. Thanks for coming out, Hammy. All right, moving on. Final thoughts, Nick. Nick Knack, final thoughts.
Hey, dude. I don't really have a final thought, but let's do that BTR trolling shit every week and have a segment on it. I think it'd be pretty funny.
Yeah, I think randomly, because I can't do a show every night, but there's nights where, you know, I'll have some free time for, like, I don't know, an hour or two randomly. But, you know, I not enough time to prepare for a show, blah, 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 and do it at a reasonable hour. That's when I and it just it's such a fucking chore to put, you know, even to just, you know, just to throw together the thing that I do. It's just, you know, to do it right, it takes, believe it or not, it takes some effort. So it's so much easier just to call into other people's shows, because all you do is just call in. You don't have to worry about anything. So you just call in.
We should bring back like some old school shit, like with Danny fucking prank calls live or trolling BTR shows live.
Oh man, when I first found out about BTR, I used to troll the fuck out of people, man.
Yeah.
It was so much fun, man, and I stopped doing it, and I don't know, lately I've kind of got the itch for it again. I noticed there's not a lot of people doing it right now, and you're good at it. That's why I think you and I would be a good team.
Yeah, like I said before, I don't even consider myself a troll or anything, but it's just so much. It's so funny, the BTR shows, because people take shit way too serious.
Yeah, but the big fish, though, the ultimate catch is going to be King Noble.
Yeah.
If we can get King Noble, oh, that would be huge.
We'll do it, man. Anyways, dude, my phone's fucking dying here, so good show. Let's hook up and do some BTR trolling soon.
Absolutely. Take care. All right, thanks, Nick. That's Nick Knack, everybody.
Later, dude.
Okay. that, let's move on to I Has Candy. Final thoughts, I Has Candy.
What's up? Yeah, tonight is sad. I just watched the final episode of Dexter, and I really feel that part of me is missing. I feel sad. And everything else just seems not important.
That's too bad.
So that is my thoughts, you know.
Yes,
I fucking cried tonight. I literally fucking cried tonight. You know, when Deb died, I was like, holy fuck, this is not right. And when Dexter dropped her body into the ocean, oh my god.
Time out. I Has Candy. He said the L word. He said the L word. I've gone back to the policy of I don't even care if you use the word correctly or not. If you just use that word at all, done. I got better things to do. Okay. Thanks, I Has Candy. Appreciate the call. I Has Candy, of course, has his own Blog Talk Radio show. It is called the Tinfoil Radio Network, and he talks has regular talk, late night talk about UFOs. What other things does he talk about? The JFK assassination. I Has Candy, what are some other stuff that you talk about on your show?
Alien sex, robotic sex, moralities of any of this. Conspiracy theories, you know, you name it. We are fucking tinfoil, so use your head. If it is unusual, we discuss it. Every fucking show. And now that we are fucking funded, you can expect us, yeah, at least once a week. Once a fucking week, because we are a plus member of BTR. Now, Vince, I have been curious. Are you a plus or a premium?
Premium. That would be the cheapest possible thing. It's just $40 a month for 2 hours live, 1 hour extra. Overtime.
Okay, so you're limited to 50 callers, 2 hours. All right. Damn, you know, your show would be so much better if you had 3 hours, at least 100 callers. Maybe you should start a WePay too, you know. I just started one, and within 5 fucking minutes, I already had next month paid for. I guarantee you, if you did this, you could be 3 hours guaranteed.
Dude, I could almost pay for 3 hours with the PayPal, revenue sharing through BTR. My show pays for itself through revenue sharing, essentially. I'm not interested in doing a 3 hour show. 2 hours is plenty for me. It really is.
Vince, did you change the hours? It seems to be running 1 hour different.
Yeah, I did. No, Opto Pro. I'm sorry. That's the thing. That's what sucks is I really try to be loyal to a certain time slot, and my show has been all over the map. And what's great, what's kind of a double-edged sword about the internet is that I get people listening to me from all over the world, which is kind of cool in a way, but a lot of people listen to me just on podcasts because I'm not, you know, I'm on when they're sleeping or whatever. And so I've moved it around so many times to try to accommodate people. First, I was just like, fuck it. I want this to be a late night show, you know, for me, for the West Coast. So that means it'd be like an early morning show for the East Coast. The, when I first came on BTR, I was doing shows at like midnight Pacific time. So that's like 3 a.m. Eastern. So it, that limited my my listenership for sure. It was just mostly trolls and meth heads and insomniacs, and that's what was, made it so fun. It was very small knit community, but it was there was some really great characters. And then I slowly scaled it back a couple hours. Suddenly, I was instead of midnight, it was 11 p.m. Then it was 10 p.m. Then it was 9 p.m. for a long time. And just recently, I started doing 8 p.m. now. Pacific is what I'm saying. Now it used, it's 8 p.m. Pacific. That's 11 p.m. Eastern. So it correspond, if you're on the East Coast, it corresponds with your late local news. So forget about your late local news. Tune into Vince in the Bay after CSI or the Brady Bunch or whatever the fuck you watch on TV these days.
Certainly. So your premium account, you were offered 5,000 promotional impressions per month. Is that worth it? Should I pay for 10,000? That is at $99 a month.
Okay,
is that
first
worth
of all,
it?
Before we even get to that, the thing you described before where you said, what was it, $99 for 3 hours and
yeah.
100 callers. Okay,
mm-hmm.
first of all, I very rarely get 50 callers on my board at once. Okay? I at the most at any one time I will have, I'd say around 20 people on the switchboard. That's like a pretty happening night. I have I'll have 20 people on the switchboard. There's been times where I've been raided by 4chan or some other fucking troll crew, bronies or whatever, and it'll get totally distorted. But it's pretty reasonable.
All right, so I am now trying to evaluate the value of BTR. I have the funds for a plus show. Now, you know, this is in the 3 hour bracket. My show, I have noticed within 2 hours, 30 minutes, it typically starts to go downhill from there. This could in part be blamed on me being drunk as fuck by that point. But that could also be due to when my show starts. You know, my last show, I ended because, yeah, I was fucking drunk off my ass because I started with Russell League Radio. I moved on to Vince in the Bay. Then I tried to host my show. Yeah. Well, by then, I was fucking shit-faced. You know, you have no fucking clue unless you listened. You know, 3 hours. Is it worth it? $100 a month. Minus $1.
I say no. I say no. You know what? To me, it's not even worth $40 a month. I'm kind of pissed because I used to do this shit. I remember when this shit was free, bro. Dude, back in the day, it was so much better. Yeah, I mean the interface wasn't as good. It was way more buggy. It was more like beta talk radio more than blog talk radio, but. It was free. You could do a three-hour show plus an hour of overtime for free. I had like three or four accounts, There were times where I was so bored, I would, you know, there'd be like a Saturday, I'd be like, fuck it, I'm just going to do BTR for like fucking 12 hours. I don't give a fuck. And so I'd line up, you know, like five shows in a row, you know, do 15 hours, five shows, 3 hours each of just nonstop, you know, Vince in the Bay.
Sure.
It was insane.
But, you know.
That was when I first found out about BTR, and I was like, this is awesome, because I used to do college radio, and, you know, I've always been kind of an audiophile. And when I found this network, I was like, oh, this is some badass shit, man. And back then, you could read people's IPs. You could read, you know, you still can read the chat logs. But it was a lot easier to reach out, private messages and get IPs, and it was like the wild wild west, bro. It was, if you want to talk about
all
honey
of
pot,
that is
people
nice
control,
and all.
What?
I'm really sorry to interrupt you, but I am looking at the stats right now, and currently my show is in the $100 bracket. You know, what you would pay BTR to run a show. And I am looking at the stats here, and the one moment that they promoted my show, I received, 165 live listeners. All right, since then, this has dropped down to 34 live listeners. This was on Thursday. The last show that you promoted, I have not received stats on yet. But when they, you know, promote the show, you do receive, you know, callers, you do receive listeners. What I'm trying to figure out now is whether or not if you pay them, you know, more money than you do, if that actually holds a value, will they do this every time, or will they fuck you? And from what I've seen so far, they have more than less fucked my show. You know, I see
unless you
pay them the top fee, then they're not going to support your show.
My short answer would be, what was it? Repeat the question.
The question is, you know, you pay them $34 a month, or you pay them $99 a month.
Honestly, I don't think it's worth it. The package you got, I don't think it's worth it. I wouldn't. I mean, I think even if I could afford it, I mean, if I really, really felt like I wanted to do a 3-hour show, I could find the money to do it. Yeah, because, you know, when I'm passionate about something, I'll invest my own capital. I don't give a fuck, especially in this age where you can do pretty much everything you want as a hobby if you want, in some way, shape, or form. But to me, 40 bucks a month is pretty steep, you know, especially when I used to do this shit for free all the time. And what was cool at first, they gave a discount for legacy people that had been around from back in the day when it was free. Wow, I was paying 30 bucks a month. And that went on for like a year, and then I got burnt out of BTR, so I quit for a while, or just, you know, stopped paying for the premium account or whatever. And so my account was there. You could still see my shows, listen to my shows and stuff, but I wasn't broadcasting. And if I really wanted to, it would only be a 30-minute one, unless I decided to, you know, pay for to reinstate it, and I didn't want to, so I took time off, and then when I eventually wanted to come back, I couldn't get that grandfathered rate again, so now I'm back up to the whatever it is now, $40, and I think that's kind of steep, but ultimately it's worth it, because unfortunately as buggy and as many gripes as I have about BTR in general, it's the best platform for what I'm trying to do and what I like to do as far as talk radio and or internet talk radio and social networking.
All right. Well, the platform certainly is your only choice. If you want to run a radio show, whether it be actual radio or on the internet, if you wish to receive, you know, more than one phone call on the air at the same time, there are limited choices unless you wish to invest your own hardware capital in, you know, renting out phone extensions and all this shit. BTR is your only choice. And their packages, I feel, are lacking. Personally, I feel if I'm going to spend $100 a month on a show, then they should fucking advertise my show out the ass. And this is without me submitting my show to them. This should be automatic. I mean, I am fucking funding BTR, as you are, even in the lower level. You know, they make this a priority by how much money they receive from each client. And that really is wrong. There are a lot of shows that are not receiving the credit they deserve. And Vince in the Bay, Russell League, both deserve to be displayed loud and proud on the front page of BTR, and they're not. You know, both of you are buried. Your show was 26 pages deep. Russell League was over 100 pages deep. And
where are you getting that? What do you mean 100 pages deep? Where are you getting that from?
From the live show index, you know, when you go to live shows, you are buried. You're fucking nowhere to be seen unless someone is so bored that they're just digging through something that catches their eye.
Interesting.
And you're paying this company money. They should display you quickly ahead of everyone else because you have shown that you can produce a show that builds an audience. And,
yeah, you know, well, if you scroll down to the live index of shows, it shows which ones have the most live listeners, and usually during my time slot, I'm up in there in the top like five almost every night. And that's how I rate it.
Sure, but the user has to, you know, actually navigate the system. This should be automatic, you know.
I agree. I totally agree. I think the interface and other things can be changed. I think they should have a section where it's like adult BTR, you know, because there's all this explicit shit, and like I got trouble. Thankfully, they're pretty good about cuss words and stuff, and I try not to cuss too much, but whatever. But there were a couple times where early on I had one of my accounts automatically labeled an explicit account, and what that meant was I could still do a show. I could still tweet out, "Hey, here's the link to my show. Come see my show. You can still come, you know, chat, blah blah blah." But if you went to Blog Talk Radio, you'd have no idea I was on at all. It wouldn't be listed anywhere. Like, why not if you're going to have an explicit category, why not have an explicit tab where people can go, all right, you know, by clicking here, you acknowledge you're over 18 or 21 or whatever.
Yeah, I certainly agree, but, you know, BTR is a interesting setup of staff. You know, you have so many people who view each show differently. I have been contacted by two people from BTR. One person who loves What the Fuck I Do on Twitter and fully supports my show. The other considers me to be a violation of terms of service. And this bothers me.
Hang on, wait. These are BTR people. Are you mean these are employees, staff members of BTR, or just other hosts?
Yes. No, they are employees of BTR.
Wow. I've had very little, if any, interaction with employees, and their opinion of the content of my show has never been given. I think that's odd.
Yeah, it certainly is odd. I have felt a little intimidation from BTR. I'm a little afraid to host my show from a actual phone number, to even chat from an actual IP through, you know, not a VPN. There are people within BTR who are watching me, and I'm fearful of that.
Well, that's because you're paranoid. By the way, Kim Jong, Chelsea, No Pro, Candy, you guys are all live. I don't know if you guys are being quiet because...
Oh, we're not mooted?
You're not mooted. No.
I'm just trying to be courteous to...
No, we're just letting the conversation go.
I've been holding back so much.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Chelsea. Chime in, please.
Well... I ask Candy, BTR is obviously ran by aliens, which is why you're being discriminated against, and don't pay them more money.
Oh, I have to pay them if I'm going to broadcast a show. That's part
not
of the
$100 a month.
Dilemma.
It's the aliens. Come on. Spend that money in tinfoil.
You're right.
Spend the money in tinfoil.
I have to go piss. I have to go piss. You continue. I will be back in 2 seconds.
Cool. Okay. We can shut down the show in 2 minutes. No problem.
Yes, please. Jesus.
All right. We'll put him on mute. And let's see. No Pro, did you give your final thoughts?
No.
No, I just enjoyed the spaghetti talk and everything else. You know, it had more order to it than normal ones.
Excellent.
Which is odd.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was, I haven't had one of those in a few episodes, and that, you know, it was not bad. I
hit another show.
Yeah, well... this week I will have several more shows. Sunday night you might like. I don't know. It's a chick. She's really cute. She's married, but she's taken. But she's super cute. She's opinionated. She's funny. She's smart. She lives in New York. She's a journalist. She does these segments for RT where she focuses on consumerism and consumer culture and stuff like that. And she's kind of spunky and fun. And she's going to be my guest Sunday. This coming up Sunday at 7. Well, actually, it's going to be 10 p.m. Eastern. 10 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
On Sunday, And then I'm also going to have a show on Wednesday night at 11 p.m. Eastern. And that's going to be two guys, ex-Citizen 10 and, what's the other dude, Foolish Reporter.
Right.
And, huh? That's Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then Free Ball Friday, as per usual, 8 p.m. Friday, or 8 p.m. Pacific, that's 11 p.m. Eastern Friday. And like I said,
okay.
Sunday, the Lori, a.k.a. the resident, will be in the house at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. Check it out. Tell a friend. Tweet it. Facebook it. MySpace it. Friendster it. Black Planet it. AOL chat it. Okay, moving on. Chelsea, final thoughts.
Final thoughts. Love Ole Reuter. Like, I just want to squish his face. Secondly, good luck, Hammy. Thirdly, I have Candy. Lay off the bath salts. Get off BTR because it's ran by aliens. Nigger Christ, good luck on your war with the bronies. And I think that's, Nick Knack, you guys should definitely do your trolling segment because that's hilarious. And I think that's it. And Green Room Me.
Oh, yeah. All right. So, last but not least, my special guest of the evening. Thank you for hanging in tonight. Kim Jong-un, final thoughts.
I'm going to be real for a little bit. I don't do this very often. I actually had a lot of fun. And to be able to bullshit with you was a blast. Nick Knack. Me and him played hockey with the same kid who is going pro right now. So that's kind of exciting. And I wish Nick Knack the best in his hockey tryouts. Gandy, whatever, man. Keep doing your shit. You know I fucking tune in every week and you know you're funny as shit. Vince, you and Candy are so goddamn funny together. I don't know what it is, but you guys... Like, you guys have the perfect fucking chemistry. You think he's batshit crazy. He thinks you're batshit crazy. And you guys is bullshit. And that shit makes me laugh. I don't know. Vince, you know what you're doing. You got 13,000 fucking followers on Twitter. And Candy's working his way. So I wish you all the best, and I hope you keep doing what you're doing, because it's a ton of fun for me to listen in to you guys and to call in and say nigger and faggot and whatever the fuck I want to say, because you guys are cool with that, and I appreciate that. I don't know, man. Just keep doing what you're doing, Vince. You're a cool dude, and I will DM you in a bit.
Right on, man. I appreciate it. It was great having you on. Especially thank you for doing it at such a last minute. It was a lot of fun. I'm glad everybody called in and hung in for so long. You can follow me on Twitter to get links to the archives, the direct link to the MP3 download of this show. Also, people hitting me up on Twitter, thank you so much. My Yeti Ninja, Kira Claire, Black Messiah, aka Nigger Christ, Becca's 43, who says, "Oh, Vince in the Bay, when my white ninja sees this, she's gonna get you." Oh, big ups to Paterico. Paterico retweeted one of my tweets. I never block people on Twitter. I never do. Well, I try to not do it, except for obviously for bots and stuff. Oh, and that reminds me. Who said that? Kim Jong? Are you there? Kim Jong Un, are you still? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay. By the way, I don't legitimately have 13,000 followers. I would say right about right now, at the rate and my calculations are correct. That's about 3,000 or 4,000 off. 3,000 or 4,000 bots are probably still there. I got hit. I don't know if you know somebody that got hit with these people automatically friending you with these botnets, or I don't know what the fuck happened. But it was happening to a lot of people. People were locking. There was a little while there where everybody was locking their accounts because they're like, holy shit, I just got like 50 followers in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And yeah. So they're like, okay, this is, and apparently that's a technique that people use to try to get their other people's accounts flagged. Like, they'll do stupid things like, because you know, there's like websites where you can buy followers and stuff. And what they'll do is they'll just buy followers for somebody else. And buy a bunch of followers for them. And apparently there used to be like some sort of algorithm or something that triggered something that if somebody got an inordinate amount of followers and a lot of them appeared to be fake, that would like create a red flag and the user would get suspended. And apparently this tactic worked on a couple of conservative bloggers at one point. And okay. And so I think it takes more than adding like a couple thousand followers to somebody's account. The first time it happened to me, I was like, dude, this sucks, man. I mean, yeah, it looks cool that I have like, you know, it looks like I have more followers than I actually do. All right, blah, blah, blah. But I was just like, you know, I like the idea of knowing that real people are following me or like.
Yeah.
You know, what I think are real people are following me. You know, I don't want to look at my list down my list and see a bunch of eggs that have Russian names on them.
Yeah.
You know, that bothers me. That, you know, that just doesn't look good. It's not a representation of who is really paying attention to what I'm saying. So first, I manually went through, and I seriously probably blocked and reported at least 500 of these, you know, over 500 of these for sure. And it got to the point where I was just like, fuck it, man. That's enough. There's only so much I can do. And then what I noticed, though, is, and this is what I was hoping was happening, was like, you know, hopefully Twitter, you know, they're on top of it enough where they, you know, have people and algorithms and shit out there that can detect where, like, you know, there's a pattern, you know, oh, hey, look over here. There's like all these reports of these accounts and they're all linked together and they can kind of like, you know, put two and two together and find all the other fake accounts, too. Because I noticed after I reported those 500 accounts, slowly but surely my follower account would decrease every day, and those fake accounts were being purged by Twitter, not even by me anymore. And I think I put so much time into it, but I hope that my reporting had something to do with them going, like, oh, hey, we got 500 reports from this one dude, and there are all these accounts at the same time, and you know, this looks fishy, and then they probably just put two and two together, and you know, started slowly but surely finding all the other ones, and it finally got to the point. The first time it happened to me, it finally got to the point where it was like, I was maybe like, I don't know, a thousand away from probably being back to like a more accurate number. And I was like, all right, fine. God damn it. And then sure enough, out of nowhere, like a week later or 2 weeks later, I wake up and I'm like, 13,000 followers. What the fuck? And yeah, you know, and like, it was like another 3,000 followers that I didn't have when I went to bed the night before. I was like, these motherfuckers, and it's just stupid.
I mean, there were jokes that it was like Spike and Official Ace.
No. I think Ace. I don't know that Ace did it. Okay, the first time it happened to me, Ace had some sort of knowledge of it. Okay, I'm not saying he did it or not, but him and two other sources made Twitter remarks that have since been deleted suggested that something was imminent regarding my Twitter account. And you know, Ace has always joked with me that like, oh, I broke into Vincent the Bay's Twitter, ooh, reading his DMs,
yeah,
blah blah blah. And I'm like, all right, yeah, cute, fine, whatever, Ace. You know, he's quirky, he's funny. I get it.
Yeah.
But you know, that guy, I don't know about that guy though. He's ultimately kind of an enigma.
Well, and there's no real way you can prove it. I mean, I have a fucking paste in. It's somewhere along the lines of 30,000 followers,
it's V3.
So, I mean, there potentially there's 200,000 fucking followers that you can get from that fucking paste in.
Yeah.
So whether or not that's real,
circumstantial evidence that is pretty, you know, interesting, I think, very coincidental. I have Ace saying something to the effect of like VITB does, or Vince doesn't even know. I can't even believe Vince doesn't even notice. And then another person who I know is friends with him tweeted something to the effect of something and then greater than 4,000 or something. Or 4,000,
okay.
Or 4,000. I don't know, something about 4,000, which is roughly the number of fake accounts that suddenly, you know, started following me after about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And somebody else sent me a DM and just kind of like said something about Ace and referenced him and insinuated some sort of thing laughing about my follower account. And I was like, okay, what the fuck did Ace do?
Yeah.
And I just ignored it. I was like, you know what? He probably did. He probably bought me a bunch of followers as a prank and thought I might get suspended or something. You know, he's been trying so hard to prank me, and I think he's frustrated because he feels like maybe he hasn't gotten through to me or something. I mean, he's gotten me plenty of times. Like, he calls in and calls me Howard all the time. I think it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, Ace is a funny dude. Yeah.
Yeah, he's hilarious, but he's also kind of an enigma. I don't know what his deal is. I don't know,
yeah,
you know, what sort of skill level he's at. I don't know what he does. I don't know who he is. I don't know where he is.
Ace is kind of like Nakash, where, I mean, I don't really know who Nakash is, but
I know who Nakash is, and I would put those two in the same same boat necessarily. I mean, I would say they're both equally mysterious, but I think Ace is ultimately pretty harmless. Mikosh, I'm not fully sure I know what he's totally capable of doing at all. And so that just the thought of that there kind of makes me, you know, a little bit more intimidated probably by Nikosh. But I don't give a fuck. Nobody fucking scares Vince of the Bay, dude. I like Nikosh, to be honest. I wish he'd fucking take my docs off of his website. But whatever, he's got some sort of policy and whatever, man. It's like some Fight Club shit.
If I get docs, it's fucking whatever, you know? Like, it's just a docs. If somebody wants to call me and call me faggot, okay.
Yeah, no. And honestly, it doesn't even matter that my information's out there. It obviously was out there way before DocsBin existed. And I've been doing my show, and people have been able to figure out who the fuck I am because I use my real first name. And,
yeah.
You know, it's not hard to figure out who the fuck I am. You don't need DocsBin to do it. The thing about DocsBin that bothers me is it's a destination for these Xbox skiddies to go and find targets of people to fuck with, and
yeah.
I don't think that's cool. I don't like having my family members' information in a repository for malicious youngsters to get their lulls off of fucking with my relatives. It's just not cool.
That's my problem with DocsBin. Like, hey, if you want to fucking GGP flood me, like, okay, you're going to do it. I'm going to reset my router. It's going to be fucking whatever. But if you want to call my fucking dad and tell him that, you know, blah, 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 that nigger on the internet, like, that's not cool, man.
Oh,
you know, I'm doing my own shit. I'm trying to live my life. I'm trying to hang out with my friends. If I want to be a faggot on the internet, right, like, General KJU is obviously, like, not me, right? I'm some fucking 21-year-old from Montana, and I just fucking bullshit because I live in a rural area and I have nothing else to fucking do.
Yeah,
right?
There's nothing. The only thing you have is cow tipping and the internet.
Seriously, like that fucking, was it, that state map? It's like, okay, blah, blah's here, blah, blah's here. I live where it says cows, right?
Yeah.
I live in the area that's designated for cows. So, I mean, even I work on a 15-acre plot that's like, okay, I'm surrounded by fucking cornfields, horse.
All right, horse corrals and shit. How often do you fuck cows?
Candy, I probably fuck cows like once a week.
Well, that sounds great. You know, I would do it twice a week personally, but I'm really worried about STDs.
It's not that bad because humans aren't susceptible to meth.
I'm sorry. I just have to interrupt you. His jokes. Funny if he knew how to deliver them. It's all in the delivery, dude. You have this monotone, creeper, sociopathic voice. You sound like you should. You're like some guy that's probably in the cell next to Hannibal Lecter. Okay,
Ben, you know that I lack empathy. I'm sorry that bothers you. I'm sorry that you cannot understand that I do not have emotion.
You
I could give
like
zero
sorry,
fucks
what?
About human life.
Okay.
No. I could give zero right. fucks about fucking a dead corpse.
If I could interject here, Vince?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think that's what makes Candy funny, right? Because he's kind of an enigma on the internet, right? He's fucking I Have Candy, right? Anonymous doesn't fucking like him because he has all this consternation shit, right? You don't like him. You don't like him because he makes jokes about you dropping it. I don't know if that's real or not, right? Whether or not you actually like him, because there's so much shit that you can fucking make up. But I think he has such a fucking dynamic with you, and especially with, like, a non-ops, that really makes him funny, because people think he's fucking crazy, right? And he's probably crazy, right? Candy, you know you're probably crazy, but at the same time, you do it in such a way that it's ironic and it's satirical. So if you come vent and say, I know you did acid in the fucking 90s, right? I mean, really, who gives a shit? But you turn it into aliens made Vince do fucking acid in the 90s, which I think is absolutely hilarious. And I think that the rest of whatever weird Twitter subculture agrees. I think that's funny as fuck. Because Vince did acid in the 90s, so what? Fuck it, right? Acid was a big thing in the 90s because it was neon, right? People who wore neon jumpsuits in the 90s.
I hate to cut you off, but I have no idea what you're saying either. And you're starting to talk about acid and stuff, and that sounds like a completely different show, which I'd love to have at some point. Unfortunately, we have 2 minutes left. And
come on, let me break in here. Vince, you do not like me because I am raw. I am raw in the sense that I give zero fucks about anything. And that is what makes me, you know. I will dive into the biggest fucking pot of angry beavers. That is angry vaginas that are fucking chomping at your ass. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck if they are infested with syphilis. I don't give a fuck if you are anonymous, if you are a fucking fed. I don't give a fuck. I am me. And I have no fear. And I will fucking destroy anything that I consider an enemy.
I think that's what we can love about Candy, right? Like, you have my fucking phone number. Candy has my fucking phone number. And yet you're still able to interact on a level.
You are not
fucking,
an enemy.
You called into his show last week.
Yes.
I have not lost my shit like that, Vince, in fucking weeks. Like, I was shit out in my fucking hallway between my bedroom and my bathroom. I could not make it to my bed because I was laughing so goddamn hard, right? You guys have a dynamism, and I don't know what it is that creates it. But
what it is, Vince secretly loves me. Vince wants to have sex with me. He wants to make love with me. And that is his problem, you know. I am straight, and that really upsets Vince. Because Vince knows that he will never have the candy.
Surprise, nigga!
That's it, kiddos. The game is over. Thanks for coming out. Until next time, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. I appreciate you all participating, and I will make sweet love to all of you again very soon.